More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey. It is everybody's favorite, y'all. Second date update. Here we go.
What do, man? You go on a date, you meet somebody, you think that you hit it off, but then you never hear from them again. We want to know why, and we want to see if we can get you a second date.
Ghosting is a real thing, and it's rude. So
I think it's rude, too. I mean, granted, we have to be careful because we've been married for a hot minute.
Sure.
But when I first heard the term ghosting, I thought, God, that's rude.
So let's say good morning to Connor. Connor, you there?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Hey, man. So tell us about this lady, Jasmine. Tell us how you guys met and then run us through the date, okay?
Okay, yeah. So I ended up meeting Jasmine on this, like, one of the dating apps. It's called Coffee Meets Bagel. I don't know if y'all heard of that one.
Sure.
We have.
I was really new to it. I've been desperate. I said, well, let me try something different. I get on there, and real quick, I ended up meeting Jasmine, and she was so cool. I thought she looked really good, and we started to message each other, you know, go back and forth, and I noticed real quick, she's got a sense of humor that's, like, just a little bit dirty, and I love that.
Then you and I would get along.
Yeah, and you know, because for me, I like to be funny. That's just kind of who I am. So it's hard for me to keep my sense of humor in. So I cracked a couple jokes. She thought they were funny. I said, oh, here we go. We're going in. Like, this is going great. You know, eventually I asked her out, hey, let's go get lunch or let's go get dinner. And she was cool with it. So we went to Burlingame to get some Greek food.
Okay.
Nice.
Once, like, we meet up there, we're hanging out. I mean, I'll be real with you guys. She, not only did she look way better in person, but it kind of already felt like we had that chemistry. Like, we've been dating already for, like, a while. So I felt real comfortable. You know, we're cracking messed up jokes and just enjoying our company together.
You were feeling it.
Oh, yeah. I was really feeling it. Date ended with a kiss on the cheek.
Nice.
I'm like, oh, here we go.
What has happened? What happened since then?
After that, I've heard nothing. I've been texting her, nothing, like shooting messages at a brick wall. And I'm like, yo, but the cheek kiss, though, what happened?
Here's what we're going to do. You know this already. We'll have you on the line. We'll have you mute your phone, and we'll call her and see how she thought it went, okay?
All right.
All right, dude. Hang on the line. We'll play a song. We'll get to it. We'll call Jasmine and see what's up. It's a Star 101.3. That's next. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey. We've been talking to Connor about his date with Jasmine. Had a good time. They met in Burlingame for some Greek food. If it's the place I'm thinking of, been there and it's delicious. They have, you know what, you finish your meal with some Turkish coffee and baklava.
I love baklava. I love Greek food.
I do too. So anyway, he felt real comfortable with her. Cracking jokes and whatever else. And then
dirty jokes.
Kiss on the cheek at the end. And now she's ghosted, as is often the ending of these stories. But we're going to try to call Jasmine and see how she thought the date went. Connor, can you mute your phone real quick?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, let's do this. Hang on 1 second. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Jasmine, please?
Yeah, this is Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. It's Marcus and Corey from Star 101.3.
Oh, hi, guys. What's up?
Do you listen to the show?
What's up?
Oh, sure do. Sure do. What you guys calling me about?
Guess.
please tell me that you were calling about a date. Please tell me.
It's the second date update, my friend.
Yep. I knew it.
Wait, hold on. Is it because you want to talk about your date?
You guys, as a woman, rarely we get the platform to talk about the things that we deal with, but I'm done. I'm done with these guys. Connor,
Hey, she knows exactly who
you
it
know
is.
He's listening, right?
Oh, he's on the phone.
Hey, Connor, you can go ahead and unmute, bro. She's about to put you on blast, I think.
We just want to know how your date went from your perspective.
Connor, nice guy. Very cute. Funny. You know, we had, like, a great back and forth. I had really high hopes for this one. I've been on some weird ones, but this one seemed like it was going to go great. It started off great. You know, we were really vibing, doing, you know, whatever. And then Connor comes out and says something that I just find offensive and, you know, red flag. He says, out of nowhere at lunch, he says, are you menstruating right now?
What?
I'm shocked. I'm like, am I on a date with a vampire? Am I on a date with a serial killer? He says, Yeah, it's like this gift that I have, and I can always tell. It's like a sixth sense, man. I can tell by your skin. Like, you are, right?
Okay, hang on.
Oh, my God. I'm horrified.
Connor?
Yeah.
Okay, look, in my defense, I'm right, like, 85% of the time.
Yeah, but that's...
But why do you bring that up?
Yeah, that.
Okay, like I said, man, she had a dirty sense of humor. I got a dirty sense of humor, so I felt really comfortable.
Oh, he got a little too comfortable, Corey.
That's not a little too comfortable. You're not my doctor.
As a girl, you think that there's something wrong. Like, you're like, do I smell? Like, I'm like, do I have a pimple that I didn't know about? Like, you have to understand.
No.
It's kind of thing.
Because, all it is, it's like, I can kind of just, I can tell based off, like, somebody's skin, maybe how they're carrying themselves, stuff like that. Like, so it's nothing's wrong.
Yeah,
it's
but,
just,
Connor, that's not that's not a first date. That's not, I don't know what date that is, if at all. I think that's more like we moved in together, we're drinking, and then you drop that bomb, and then she realizes my boyfriend's a little weird.
No.
No?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's, women are self-conscious about it anyway. You know, it's guys, a lot of times guys don't understand.
So,
I mean, you know that whole thing, you never ask a woman if she's on her period, because then she thinks like, oh, what, am I acting like a bee?
Okay, let's just cut to the chase here. Jasmine?
Is there any way to salvage this?
Yeah, like... I think my man has a little bit of self-awareness now.
I don't know.
Dude.
I mean, look, it was my bad.
It was. But it's a pretty hard no for me. I hope this is a learning experience for you. I'm happy that, you know, America knows about this because I felt crazy.
Okay, hang on. I have no words. That was strange.
I'd like to know what kind of household he grew up in, because that's inappropriate.
Anyway, second date update, 7:05 weekday mornings, you know this, and then the replays at 9:05, and then of course, if you want to binge listen, you can download the free iHeartRadio app and go search out Marcus and Corey, second date update. It's got its own podcast right there.